So in today's video, I'm gonna tell you some stuff that will either infuriate you or liberate you. The choice is yours because quite frankly, most of you guys know how to work hard. It's not like hard work is the reason you're not where you wanna be in life. The reason you're not where you wanna be in life is because you don't understand how to take time and just squeeze everything out of it possible. And this is what the top 1% of people do. The top 1% of people can accomplish more in 1 hour than it takes you 10 hours. And until you learn those same abilities, you will forever be behind them. And that, my friend, is exactly what I'm gonna reveal in today's video. So let's get into it. Now, this leads us into our first point of discussion. You see, there is someone out there doing 10 times better than you, not because they're smarter than you, but because they have learned to say no more often. Let me explain. The first secret of the ultra wealthy is they are professionals at saying no. They know how to say no to make space for the few yeses, but those few yeses are the reason they are in the position that they are in. In the exact same way that a garden becomes beautiful, not by planting everything, but by weeding out what doesn't belong. You see, you guys think that if you keep planting more and more and more, that you'll be successful. But if you don't remove the weeds, well then none of what you are planting will ever even come into fruition. You have to remember that in life, you can have anything you want, but you just can't have everything you want. Let me repeat that once again, because I think a lot of people really do misunderstand this. In life, I'm being serious right now, anything you want, you can have it, but you can't have everything you want. The people you look up to the most, including myself, we all have our shortcomings. We all have areas of our life where we're lacking, where maybe we're not as strong at. And quite simply, you have to pick your battles. So just like a gardener who prunes away at the overgrowth, so that way only the best flowers can thrive, so too do productive people say no to good opportunities, so that way they have space for the great ones. I forget who said it, but I read it 10 years ago. In life, unless it's a fuck yes, it's a no. And what that means is you really don't have to say yes to that many things. You know when something is right for you. You can feel it in your gut, but the biggest shame in life is when you have things that are absolute yeses, like home runs, but you just have too much clutter in your life. You've added too many things, so that way you can't go all in on the things that actually matter. Quite simply, every yes is a seed, but if you plant too many, your focus gets choked by clutter. Let's imagine another very visceral example. A sword is only sharp because the blacksmith chips away at the excess metal. That's the only reason it commands the power that it does, by removing excess, not by addition. And because of that, a warrior doesn't win battles by swinging wildly. A sharp sword is the result of precision, not excess. Similarly, your time and energy gain cutting power when you say no to unnecessary meetings, distractions, and obligations. That gives you the space to go all in on the yeses. You know, it's funny, when I think about being more productive, the first thing I think of is what can I get rid of? What can I say no to? And funnily enough, in my life, the biggest seasons of growth have been the seasons where I removed stuff. I didn't add new things. So life usually gets bloated, and then you need to start cutting things off. Because when you cut things off, you then have the space and the clarity and the focus to actually go for the home runs. Speaking of, that is why I made another video for you that I want you to watch right after you completed this video. These are the laziest ways to make money online in 2025. And by the way, when you hear the word lazy, I want you to think efficient, because that's really all it is. Lazy people are some of the most successful people in the world because they have learned efficiency. So in that video, I'm gonna give you a blueprint on how to make money online as quickly and efficiently as possible. No email, no opt-in, no landing page. I'll leave that video in the description. Watch it right after this one. Anyways, going back to my productivity principles. The second thing that the top 1% performers do is they guard the first hour. This is your sacred start to the day. You need to remember this crucial concept. How you start is how you spiral. The first hour is your anchor. If you drift in the morning, you will be lost by noon. Now, on the flip side, I see some people with like 5 hour morning routines and everything is just like, and that's also not success. I'm not saying that you need to have a 15 step morning routine or this or that. I'm just saying that first hour, that's your sacred hour. That's your power hour, okay? That really sets the tone for the rest of the day. So I'm not saying for the, you know, first 6-7 hours of your day, don't check your phone or this or that. If you can even just have that first hour as your sacred hour, that really sets the tone for the rest of the day. So please, as you are learning how to be more productive, the first hour of your day, no phone, no people, and no dopamine drip. Your morning ritual is your mental armor. That first hour sets the trajectory of your nervous system and sets the tone for the rest of your day. The third thing that ultra successful people do is they remove any guesswork. They design their defaults. Most people live by reaction. The top 1% live by default. So what do I actually mean by this? Well, you want to set up your calendar so everything important is automatic. Default meals, default wake times, default gym times equals zero cognitive load. Anything you can standardize, the better. Now, for some people, they love food so much that every day they need to eat something different. Whereas if you're a person that isn't the biggest foodie in the world and you can just eat the same breakfast every single day, then amazing, because now you don't need to think about what you're eating first thing in the morning. Now, for some people, they wear the same clothes every single day. That way, that removes cognitive load. I don't do that personally, but what I do is I lay out my clothes the night before. So that way in the morning, I don't need to think about it. I just put on my clothes that are already pre-laid out and that's it. And even better, if you can plan your day before your phone wakes you up. So plan your day the night before, so that way, even while you're sleeping, you're thinking about, okay, what needs to get done tomorrow? And your brain's just ticking over and it knows the mission for the next day. And it's a shame because I see everyone talking about, oh, I'm not motivated today. I just don't feel like, I know what needs to be done. I don't feel like doing things, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, well, yeah, listen, at the end of the day, you can never rely on emotions. You can never rely on feelings, but you know what you can rely on? Systems. And that's why, quite simply, if you need motivation, your systems are trash and you haven't set things up in the correct way. Now, speaking of setting things up in the correct way, we all have different cadences. I don't believe that you have to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. to be successful. For example, for me, my home base is in the UAE, in the Middle East, whereas most of my companies operate out of the US. So for that reason, I'm up at about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, no 5 a.m. club, but I also go to bed at 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. So that works for my personal lifestyle. And with that, I manage my energy cadences throughout the day to accommodate for it. And that's what you need to do as well. And that's what most successful people do, because you don't have a time problem. Most people have enough time. They have energy management problems, okay? You don't have enough energy to actually accomplish everything that's on your list. So what elite performers do is they optimize their cycles, not their schedules. Sleep, diet, sun, and people affect performance more than tools. So step number one is cut one energy vampire from your life this week, whether that's a person, a habit, or a food. You're gonna start to look in your life and you're gonna start to see, okay, what is draining energy? Whether that be a specific activity, whether that be a person, whether that be a habit, whatever it is. And then also you're gonna learn your energy cadence throughout the day. So for example, for me, I get my best work done between like 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. That's me personally. I don't get my best work done in the morning. I'm actually not really much of a morning person. And even before, like 7-8 years ago, I used to wake up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning, and I still wasn't really that productive in the morning. So every person is different. And with that, you need to find your energy cadence. You need to find how your energy flows throughout the day. And then from there, tweak based on that. The fifth thing that the top 1% do is they stack identity, not just habits. The 1% ask, what would a high performer do right now? Because when that's your identity, you almost don't need to have habits in place. Identity precedes habits, because if you have a certain identity, you'll take on the habits of that person. So for that reason, I use identity-based goals. So instead of, oh, I'll try to read daily, instead I say, I'm the kind of person who never misses a day of learning. Change your default identity and the rest will follow suit. Honestly, your identity dictates pretty much 80 to 90% of all of your actions. If you have a certain identity of yourself, now moving on to the next thing that high performers do, the top 1% do. And it's quite interesting when you speak to especially people who are earlier on in their journey, they're like, they get so overwhelmed and they're like, oh, you know, I don't have enough time and this and that. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, let's treat your calendar like a crime scene. And why do I say that? Well, your calendar exposes the truth. It never lies. You see, every yes is a trade against what matters most. Look at your week. Would a top performer live like that? Color code things, revenue, creation, maintenance, and also wasting time on screen. By the way, it's a lot of work, but if you actually track it for a week, you're gonna start to see where are the leakages? Like, where are you literally spending 45 minutes messing around on something that isn't an IPA? IPA stands for income producing activity. Where are you scrolling and wasting time and messing around, but then selling yourself a story that for some reason you don't have enough time? And finally, we get to the seventh and potentially my favorite weapon of the top 1%. And that is weaponized boredom. You see, boredom is a feature, not a bug. It is the gateway to creativity and depth. Do you ever notice how most of the time your best ideas come in the shower or when you're doing something like, I don't know, driving? Well, I guess most people these days are listening to music or podcasts or whatever driving, but like, yeah, let's say in the shower. The reason why most of the time people have great ideas in the shower is because you're not on your screen, you're not on your phone, you're not looking at TikToks or this or that. Like, you have time to actually sit in silence, and that weaponized boredom is actually where the best ideas come from. It's where you can actually tap in with your intuition, and you know, you don't need to think, you don't need to ask someone, you don't need to consult anyone. You know what the right next step is and generally what the right direction to move towards is. So with that, I encourage no music walks, phone-free mornings, and silent work sprints. There is something deeply profound when you just give yourself space, okay? When you give yourself space to be, to sit in the silence, things come to you. You get downloads, you get things in, you know, whatever you believe in life, you get this divine energy where all of a sudden you're like, problems that were ongoing for so long, all of a sudden, you know, the answer just comes to you like that. But you have to allow space. Going all the way back to the first thing we discussed, which is learning how to say no. Okay, when you give yourself that space, you give your intuition space to find the answers. So please, I beg of you, let the mind breathe and rebuild. Boredom is your brain detoxing, flushing the junk so original thoughts can breathe. I think that's really important. Let me repeat that. Boredom is your brain detoxing, okay? Flushing out all the junk so that way the original thoughts can breathe and have room to breathe. So listen, now that you understand my 7 productivity principles, you just need a clear plan on how to make money online as quickly as possible. Now you're like, okay, cool, I'm productive. Now I'm firing on all cylinders. Now I can do in 1 hour what used to take me 5 hours. Amazing, like this is great. But then the next logical question is like, okay, what do I do with this new superpower I have? Well, the best thing that you can put that attention to is making money online in a way that fits your lifestyle and is on your own terms. So that is exactly why I'm going to recommend you the video I mentioned earlier. As I said, it's going to be a link in the description. No email opt-in, no taking you to some other funny website. It's literally going to keep you on YouTube. So I want you to go ahead and check that video out in 1 second. Before that, it's really important that you engage in videos like these. So if you were me, what would have been the 8th productivity tip of the top 1%. So I'm actually gonna read all the comments. Go ahead and leave a comment. What's the one thing you think I didn't mention that I should have included in today's video? I'm gonna be curious. I'm gonna be reading the comments. Once you've commented that, go ahead and make sure you click on the video. We're gonna be dissecting many, many different paths. There is no right or wrong answer. The truth is life is very nuanced and you have to find the right option for you. So that is what we explore in this video. And with that, I hope you enjoyed today's video. Go ahead, I will catch you in the next video. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.